And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Captains Gavin and Matt from Captains Concepts here. Hey, they just got in from trips, and they have the full information for you, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, boys. Info gets no fresher than when you have these two guys on. They basically tie their boats up and come cruising over.
Yeah. Good morning.
What's up, boys?
Captain Gavin Harbor and Matt Brawla. And, of course, Matt runs the San Diego. Gavin runs the Pacific Queen. And they also have this pretty popular place called Captain's Concepts. Great to have you guys back.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So give us a lowdown, Gavin. What's going on in the Pacific Queen?
We're pretty good fishing the last few nights. You know, we got in last night. We were supposed to get in this morning. We tied the boat up a little early and had a couple really good nights of bluefin fishing.
Sweet.
Kind of mixed up great fish. We saw a lot of 40-pounders, but most of the fish we caught were weighing them last night for five-star. They were like 70 to 90, you know, 100-pounders. We had one that was 150 pounds. So good fishing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Matt? Aboard to San Diego, you were out yesterday?
Yeah, we get to fish in the daytime, so it's a little bit different. But we've been on and off these bluefin for a little bit. It takes a lot of searching every day. But we've been very lucky to have a yellowtail to fill it in on the searching mode. Everywhere we go, we see kelp and catch a little bit of yellowtail here and there. And then some days we stop on a school and get them to stick to the boat and get to catch some fish.
And it's kind of because a lot of this stuff that Gavin and the other guys are catching are nighttime bites, right?
Yes, yeah. Nighttime seems to be the right time for the most part.
Yeah. Now, we've had a great stretch of weather here. Is that related to the good fishing? Does it relate at all, guys?
I think it definitely helps. Yeah. It definitely makes things a lot easier for us and just people fishing and just makes it easier for us to stay on top of them.
Yeah. Gavin, at night, too, does that help?
Yeah, definitely. When we're fishing, when it's choppy and windy, the boat's drifting fast, it's a lot more difficult for us to get on schools. And once we get on schools, you know, it's a lot harder for the people on the boat to actually fish, get their lures down to where the fish are. So the nice weather like this, yeah, it definitely makes a big difference.
Definitely helps. Yeah. So tell us about Captain's Concepts. What is Captain's Concept for those of our listeners that don't know?
So Matt and I started Captain's Concepts about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, something like
about,
that.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago. And what it is it's kind of like a website that will help either new fishermen or people that fish very often already just kind of up their game. You know, we talk a lot about tackle, a lot about the tackle we like to use, a lot about how to use that tackle, you know, how to rig up your lures, how to fish those lures. But a lot of what we talk about is kind of like reading the conditions on the boat, like how the fish are acting, how the boat's drifting, when the boat's doing something, what you should be fishing or how you should be fishing, and just kind of go over everything that you're going to need if you're going on a sport boat from anything from a full day to a multi-day trip out of San Diego. And it also is helpful for skiffs too, but really what we're kind of dialing people in on is sport boat fishing. And a lot of it is like the really current information on what's going on, you know, like what we used on our last trip that worked really well, and what we think is going to work really well coming up, and all that kind of stuff. So we just go over a lot of like how-to videos on fishing and kind of how we do things.
Yeah, and Matt, same for you. I mean, basically, you guys do it from your platforms. Basically, your day and a half and plus, and your full day trip. You kind of do two completely different strategies, right?
Yeah, a lot of times we're both out and offshore fishing or something, but we're fishing different areas a lot of times. So, and I'm fishing daytime strictly. We don't fish at night on my boat. So you get two different perspectives, and you get access to both of us on our platform there, where you can message us, leave a comment, and we respond as soon as we can.
It's twofold. You not only give really good tackle, gear, technique, information, whatever, but like it's the latest info. I mean, you know, we caught this yesterday. Hey, you know, we had a really good trip last week. We caught them. It's a good value, because I know you guys do a discount when you buy it through the year, but you'd be crazy not to sign up at least before, if you have a trip coming. I mean, let's face it, you know, trips have all gone up in cost, and you're making an investment in your trip cost. You'd be crazy not to at least get the latest info to find out what's going on from, you know, because info gets no better. You're not getting somebody else's opinion of what you guys caught. You get to hear it from you.
Yeah, and it's cheaper than a spool of fluorocarbon.
Totally.
You get access to us, and like, we make videos on our way in. Like, as soon as I see something happening on the way in, I set up the tripod and make a video.
So give us an example of what you would post, like, yesterday or the day before. Give us, like, if people are going to be subscribing to Captain's Concept, what are they going to see from this week's trips?
Well, our latest video, the last one I posted, was I actually got a whiteboard out and explained how the boat's set up, how we drift on a school, or how we're fishing the slide, basically. A lot of this bluefin fishing during the day has been slide fishing, where you're stopping and going quite a bit. And in the beginning of the stop, they're biting the best. And if you don't have your lure in the right position in the right area where the fish are coming through the boat, you're not going to get a bite. So I have a whiteboard out, and I explain how the boat is drifting, where to cast, how to fish your lure, and everything else in between.
And so is it bait or lure during the day?
It just depends on the stop. The other day we had 35 fish, and mainly they were bait fish, fly line, 30-pound and 40-pound. But some days they're bigger grade, or they're just biting a jig a little bit better.
When you say jig, like a Colt Sniper?
Colt Sniper or the knife jigs lately.
The knife jigs,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that is varied, too. You know, would you get so in the routine of, well, last year it was all the bigger the better, and everything was super, super big ones, and then this year if the fish are higher or lower in the water column, you might need a bigger jig or a smaller jig, and you might fish those things different. And those are the type of, like, current breakdowns that you guys will give.
Yeah, exactly. I hooked a fish the other day. It was to the T exactly what I explained in my last video that I posted. It was the lure. It was the technique. I made the exact same cast, and we hooked two fish, and one of them was mine.
That's cool. And Gavin, what about from your standpoint? I mean, okay, what are you posting from the Pacific Queen?
So a lot of what we're doing lately is night fishing. So we've been kind of focusing in on, or I've been kind of focusing on the nighttime fishing, getting your stuff dialed in. but we kind of do, we do all kinds of different stuff. First of all, like I want to add to what Matt said, picking out your lure, where to cast, all that stuff is great, like what worked yesterday. But one thing that I think we do really well is, we talk about why something worked. Mm-hmm. Not just like, hey, I was using this right. yesterday and it worked good. It's like, hey, I was reading the conditions like this. The boat was doing this. The fish were acting like this. That's why I was using this. And that's what I think a big thing that, that are, we're kind of teaching these people is helping them sure. to know what to do. When they're seeing certain
because
conditions.
All these conditions were presented, that's why I went with this lure.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now you can replicate that when you go fishing, whether it be with you or with anybody. When you, you know, when you see those conditions presented again, now you'll know, like, okay, this is the right tool for the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, so what's the big deal now at nighttime? What's give us kind of the lowdown? Now you, I would say this, you on the Pacific Queen have a reputation of carrying absolute killers on there. They absolutely like are hardcore, get it out there and get it done. So is that kind of your guys are different than other guys, or is it pretty much the same technique everywhere you go?
No, I mean, we take all walks of life. You know, we take beginners. Like, it was a perfect example. We just got in from one of our Chigashi trips, which is our known very, very good fisherman, you know. And then the previous trip to that, I think about 75% of our people were rental rods, you know.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. we take all walks of life for sure. So, you know, how we fish the boat, whether it's beginners or super advanced anglers, none of that changes. It's all the same. You know, if anything, with the new guys, you know, we just got to help them out a little bit more and that's all. But how we fish the boat and everything we do is the same.
So how are you going to dial somebody in if they're going out with you tonight?
If we're going out tonight, you know, like I said, you really got to be prepared for night fishing. You got to be prepared to fish. And anyway, the night fishing we're doing lately is not, you know, the first couple hours after dark or the couple of hours before the sun comes up. Like, we're fishing all night long. We're fishing from the time the sun yeah. goes down till the time the sun goes up. And there's been a chance at getting a good stop throughout the whole night. You know, there hasn't really been slow periods. So you got to be ready to fish at night. As far as tackle stuff, you know, just your standard heavier outfits, you know, you should be fishing at least a 100-pound outfit, 100-pound outfit. And as far as lures go, I don't think specific brands lures maybe work better than others. I think definitely the most important thing is going to be size of your lure, you know. I really like fishing a little bit smaller size lures when we have very low or light drifting conditions, like right now in our previous trip, no wind, the boat wasn't drifting very fast. We didn't have to use like super heavy, super large lures. We were able to use a little bit smaller lures. I think that makes a pretty big difference. And that's pretty much it. Just the size of your lure, I think, is the biggest thing that you can do to make a difference. And there's a lot of different things you can do to adjust your tackle to get more bites, but it's just a bunch of small things, I would say.
So on Captain's Concepts, your post was basically dialed out that kind of concept, right?
Oh, as far as my previous post, what Matt pretty much covered what the nighttime fishing, because yeah. he went fishing on the Pegasus and and did it firsthand. So my previous video that I just made was about tangles on a sport boat, you know. So we don't just talk about, you know, how to hook fish and how to catch fish. We also talk about everything that you're going to see on a sport boat. So where to position yourself on a boat to avoid tangles. What to do when you find yourself in a tangle to be able to get yourself out of that tangle quicker.
What a good call that is. That's it's the thing you don't talk about, but it's every bit as important as hooking one.
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
Keep them going.
Yeah, so we like that's another, you know, we talk about everything, you know. So Matt was talking about how to get bites, and it was the same thing that I was going to talk about. So I talked about, hey, okay, we had a lot of tangles on this last trip because the weather's so nice, it makes it more difficult. So here's what you can do to avoid tangles, and here's what you can do to get yourself out of a tangle faster.
Ah, okay. So when you're setting up, is it, and you're saying we're fishing all night, is it because it's quick hits, get down, get up, get down, get up?
I would say a lot of the nighttime fishing that we do is short stops, just like you would do short stops, like Matt was talking during the day. A lot of the nighttime fishing we've had this year has been short stops. There's been the occasional really good stop, but for the most part, we're stopping the boat for 5 minutes and we're driving, stopping the boat for 5 minutes and driving.
Wow.
And with fish in excess of 100 pounds, I mean, that's a big fish and something that people equate to a long battle. But with heavy gear and nighttime conditions, are those fish you know, do you fight those things for a long, drawn-out time, or with appropriate gear, do they kind of come to the boat?
Yeah, the if you have the appropriate gear, you can wind in a 100-pounder extremely fast. The times we struggle is when we get people on the boat that aren't using the correct tackle, aren't using the heavier stuff. But when you're hooking them on the correct tackle with, you know, heavy line, a nice heavy rod, a nice two-speed reel, and you have a lure with those big hooks in it, you know, you can wind in a 100-pound fish very fast.
So, Matt, give us a lowdown on Captain's Concepts. How much does it cost to join? How do people join to get the information?
So it's on Patreon. If you search Captain's Concepts on Google, it'll pop right up. But it's $25 a month, and I believe it's 10% off for the year. I don't remember what that adds up to. If you sign up for the year, you get a little bit of a break, and that gives you access to all the videos that we've previously posted, a direct line to us, basically, send messages, and you can leave comments. And actually, the guys who are signed up talk to each other. They leave comments on the videos, and they explain stuff to each other as well.
That's cool.
And so you can sign up for $25 and view everything. And you can stay if you want, or you can go. It's not a commitment, right?
Unless
you pay for the year.
Yep.
Yes.
But I think that's such a big thing is, like, you get, as soon as you become a member, you get access to everything past. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Every video you guys have done since day one is on there.
There's over 100 now, for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And you do them right on the boat.
We do a little bit of everything. You know, this time of year, a lot of times, like, on the Pacific Queen, we're doing turn and burn trips. You know, we're getting in the morning, leaving in the morning. So I'll do some on the boat. We do some from our houses. You know, we just do it wherever.
I think the reason your guys' platform is so successful, and the reason you've seen the success you have, is you've always done such a good job at keeping videos coming. And I'm sure it's easy to get burnt out, and you're fishing, and it's not like the hours are short, but it's like week after week after week after week, there's always a new video posted.
Yeah, you know, and it's just a net positive for us too, because now we're getting people on the boat that are ready, you know, that have the right tackle, that are fishing correctly. So it's like, it's just better for everybody, you know. Like, we're getting people that are stoked because they're catching more fish. We're getting people on the boat that are more properly rigged and have the correct stuff on the boat. So it's just it's a net positive for everything.
That's like always been our philosophy at the tackle shop. It's like you might be, if you're spending, you know, if you're just buying tackle because of every person that's ever been on a boat and left a comment on any webpage anywhere, you're going to spend a lot more money than you need to if you're just buying the right stuff. And that's what you guys are doing, is you're setting a guy up with just the right stuff that they need for your trip. You know, you're not buying a bunch of other stuff and some guy randomly said, hey, I caught one of these, and just adding unnecessary gear to your arsenal.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't, you know, like, we're not sponsored by anybody or anything, you know. So this is like the straight info on what we think works the best.
Totally.
That's why it's a paid service.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's how you make your money off of it. Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with these two expert captains.
Yeah, it gets no better for sure. Going to be a lot of fun and lots of great info. And we want to hear from you. If you've got questions for the boys, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Your direct connection to talk to the captains from Captain's Concepts. Or you can shoot us a text if you want to text the show. The only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You're not going to get any BS, no spam, no nothing. Just a great way to participate with Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen to Let's Talk Hookup through the app anywhere you are. You can hear all the great archive shows. If you caught something great from Captain Mike Pritchard yesterday, you want to go back and listen, you can do it through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Great way to kill time on your drive home, too. Like,
yeah.
That's the kicker. Again, all text questions only through that Let's Talk Hookup app. And make sure that you include your contact info at the end, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show today, you are going to want to make sure that you've done that correctly. So, again, contact info with your text message, because at the end of today's show, we're giving away a brand-new pair of Costa sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate good for any pair of Costa Del Mar at Costa.com. Up to a $300. So texters and callers, both eligible. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show to see whether the winner comes from the caller or texter side. But, yeah, $300 to CostaDelMar.com, a great prize. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. Let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, phones are packing up. No surprise there. Again, if you want to talk to Matt, talk to Gavin, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, it's some good fishing going on right now, and you want to learn more from these two experts. They're on the water virtually every day, except today, because you're here, right? You'll probably be on the water tonight, bro. Yeah. And you'll be on the water tomorrow.
No, I got a couple days
off. I got a couple days off. Yep. Oh, the boss is running the show.
Yep. Yeah. Ryan's there.
Ryan's on the boat. Yeah, cool. Well, hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Robert? He's calling us from Canyon Country. What's up, Robert? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting started off this morning.
Great show, guys. I'm wondering about the sinker rig, using just a weight. How do you hook that up with the hooks on the bottom or top? And do you think it's worth going to a heavier weight, like maybe a 24 ounce?
I think you're talking about the sinker, like the with the hooks on it that we've been using at night. There's a couple of different ways to rig it up. How we've rigged it up on the Pacific Queen is we just have two assist hooks, and we rig it up to the top. And we connect it, you tie to a solid ring, then you have a split ring on there. The split ring goes to the sinker, and then on that same split ring, you attach your, we use two assist hooks. That's what we do. And as far as the size of the
No treble hooks, nothing.
No, we don't use treble hooks. I really like assist hooks. We use treble hooks, or we use assist hooks. And as far as the size of the sinker, that's what you're going to vary depending on how fast the boat's drifting. We've used heavy sinkers when the boat's drifting fast, and that's one of the really good times to use that because it sinks and we'll get down there when the boat's drifting fast. But like nice weather like this, we're using lighter stuff like 12s or even, 16s.
The cool way that, rigging up the way that you described is with a split ring tool, you could swap it out on the go if you wanted. You'd have a bag of sinkers on your box, and if, you know, if you at home you rigged up a 16-ouncer, but all of a sudden the drift was super fast and it was blowing, you wanted to go up to a 20 or 24, you could, or vice versa. You could knock it down to a 12-ouncer or whatever, because everything, you know, that the heavy-duty split ring is like the, you know, the base of that, and everything attaches to that. The ring that you tie to, the hooks go on it, the sinker goes on it, and now you're not worried about how strong the you know, the line ties on the sinker are, because even if something were to pull loose, everything's connected to that split ring.
Yeah, that's why we like doing it like that, because we're, you know, I've seen people rig it up where they tie to the top of the sinker, and then they put their hooks on the bottom, which I don't think that I like to kind of delete the sinker out of the way. And then I've seen a lot of people use a small bit of line that goes from the top of the sinker to the bottom to a treble hook. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's kind of a lot going on. You know, that's a lot of areas for there to be a mistake or a break. So we don't do it like that.
Yeah. So text from Ted here on the same line. He says, it's a sinker rig out fishing the knife jigs.
There's definitely a time and a place. I think right now with the nice weather, the knife jigs are getting more bites, I would say. But it seems like when we start seeing when it's windy, boats drifting fast, the sinkers work good. And also occasionally we'll catch fish when they're like really deep at night, like 300-450 feet. It seems like when the fish do that, the sinkers start to work better. So as of right now, I would say like knife jigs are working better, but there definitely is a time when those sinkers work better than anything else.
It's a tool worth having in your arsenal.
For sure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's it. All right. And what about the brawler rig? Is that only a daytime thing, or you could do that at night too?
I'm sure you could do it at night, but I haven't had any experience with that. Have you seen anybody do?
No, we don't. On the Pacific, we don't get really too many people that try fishing bait at night. The lures just work so good, man. Yeah. It's hard to.
And you got to get down fast, right?
Yeah. Well, you could do that with the brawler rig too.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just the lures work so great.
And you got more hooks on those knife jigs.
Yeah.
I
would rather hook a fish with, you know, a knife jig with two or three big hooks in it versus, you know, hooking one in the corner of the mouth with a circle hook.
Nothing puts fish on the boat like giant hooks and giant barbs.
Exactly.
Heavy
exactly. For sure.
Hey, I had another fun text come through and said, hey, great show today, guys. I'm a subscriber of Captain's Concepts, and I really enjoy the content. I think it's been invaluable on my sport boat trips. Can you talk a little bit about the difference in daytime versus nighttime jig fishing? Additionally, during the day, should we be using a bite leader or just tied directly to our 60 or 80-pound fluoro? That's from Dave.
No bite leaders. If you have swivels and crimps and all that extra stuff on there, you definitely get less bites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clean.
For knife jigging, I really don't fish anything lighter than 100 pound, like on my dedicated jigging setups. If I start fishing like a Colt Sniper or something like that, then I drop down to maybe 80 pound. It kind of depends on the jig. Those 100 plus gram jigs, I fish 80 or heavier. Once we get into like those 60 to 80 gram jigs, I start fishing like 60 pound. They just fall better on the lighter line.
Yeah.
And so 100 pounds still, you know, in the daytime, it's not too heavy, it's not too light, just that direct.
Yeah, for most jigs, 100 pound. If I go up to like a 250-plus gram jig, I'm fishing 130. And that's what I've been fishing lately, 130 and a 300-gram jig.
And that changes for nighttime. Gavin, you kind of alluded to that. You like heavy, heavy at nighttime?
Yeah, just at nighttime, you can just get away with a lot more, you mm-hmm. know. You can get away with that bite leader with a swivel. You can get away with really heavy line, with really big hooks. Just daytime, you have to lighten up a little bit. You know, I can honestly say I don't know if I've really ever seen someone catch a fish during the day on a 300-gram lure with a 300-pound
right.
short leader. You know, it just does not get bites during the daytime like they do at night.
That's a lot of hardware.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on. When the sun goes down, you can just get away with a lot more.
Cool. Gloves right. come off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's head south down to Rancho Llanero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, Pete. Buenos dias.
Hey, John.
Buenos dias. How's things
Hello,
at
Rick.
The ranch?
Good, good. You know, the fishing really picked up this week. Good news. It's, it was definitely a slow start for us this season, but it's definitely picked up this week. Water's warming quick. Water's up to about 78. It's warming about 2 degrees a week coming up and beautiful clear weather too as well. It's cool mornings and afternoon highs in the mid 80s. It's really, really nice weather down here. Fishing has really improved. The news is the yellowfin showed up in numbers. They're underneath the porpoise. Early in the week, they started out outside, probably 55 miles off. So it's just the bigger boats that were on them early in the week. But every boat that went out and went after them got on them and got limited. A lot of footballs, then the size improved as the week progressed. And we actually had on Friday had a 145-pounder that hit a cedar plunge. Yeah, some nice fish. And everybody's limiting on those. Just yesterday, the porpoise pods, they're underneath the porpoise, and the porpoise pods moved about 30 miles off of Pomo. So they're moving in closer, and so they're more accessible for all the boats now. So everybody's on those. So it's good tuna fishing, definitely. And then Dorado, we have a dead whale that's floating about 6 or 7 miles directly off the hotel here, and it's holding lots of Dorado in the 20 to 30-pound range. And they're taking live mackerel and caballito, but everybody that's getting on that on that whale is limiting for sure. So good fishing there as well. And billfish, lots of striped marlin. Striped marlin are thick around. And most of the people, anybody that's targeting me going off, they're releasing at least one. They're off the banks off in front of La Rivera in big numbers, lots of them around. Good bottom fishing as well down off the lighthouse. They're catching lots of pompano and loads and loads of pompano, big pompano too, 5 to 12 pounders. And anyway, fishing's real good. Rooster fish as well. Quite a few rooster fish. That's really picking up. Some big boys released this week. A couple 40, 50 pounders released this week. So fishing has definitely improved. It looks good for our tournament, Pete.
Yeah, we're gearing up. A couple weeks away. We'll be there. I think 2 weeks from yesterday, we're going to be fishing Rancho Leonero for our 27th and final Rancho Leonero tournament. And I believe Pam told me there was a couple of rooms left. If you still want to go last minute, fishing picking up, it's going to be a good time. John, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, I think there's two rooms left. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We're also uploading a bunch of pictures, too. So get a look at that big tuna and rooster fish. Fishing's definitely picked up. It's a good thing.
Awesome. We're happy. All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will, gentlemen. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll jump right back into the phone. Only one line open if you want it. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Damon. He's calling us from Vista this morning. Good morning, Damon. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Matt?
Good morning, Damon.
What's up, buddy? I was calling in. I want to know how important the rod is.
Yeah, sounds like you got a fan.
Is it more?
Yeah, Damon fishes with us all the time. He was out the other day when we had our good fishing.
That's
he
awesome.
Caught a couple.
And that daytime fishing that you guys had, that the good fishing again, was that in the daytime more live bait fishing? Was that lure fishing? I mean, then give us kind of a rundown. Like, you guys had quite the day for a full day trip.
You know, it was a mix of things. Mainly the fly line, 30 and 40 pound fly line, but we did have our fair share of bites on the snipper, the 100 to 120 gram snipper.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And a couple bites on the knife jigs. Later in the stop, we started seeing a few bigger fish, those 40 to 80 pounders,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the knife jigs came out, the deeper presentations.
Okay.
Started getting more bites.
I'm sure it varies, but like when you guys get a good stop like that, is it more often come from a school of fish really sticking with the boat and you picking off fish here and there, you know, over a long period of time, or is it made up of a bunch of small stops throughout the day, or is there just no bearing one way or the other?
Usually the big stops or the big hits are a long drift.
Okay.
Yeah, a long plunker style drift. That's ideally what we do, and that's perfect for us.
And what about you two guys behind the wheel? What type of fishing would you prefer? Like, you want one school that you can pick away at, or do you want constant run and gun? And if they're at least biting, like, you know, every time you stop the boat, you're going to pick off a couple, and then you're right back to it. Like, what's the ideal scenario when
you're
behind
the wheel? Those plunker style bites are, like, ideal for me, at least. Mm-hmm. Stopping the boat, fishing, it's not too crazy. We can help everybody. And keep a handful going the whole time.
Got it.
I like both, too.
Sure.
I think
anything you're coming aboard, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, but like the long plunker drifts are definitely the most fun. I think that's most enjoyable for a passenger, for sure. The boat gets settled in. Everyone kind of gets into routine. But the, you know, stopping and going and running and gunning and driving the boat fast and, you know, going, getting to another spot, that could be pretty fun for
I'm
them,
sure,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be pretty fun.
It's fun driving the boat, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How soon are you going to find another school a lot of times when you're – like recently?
If it's good, like stop and go fishing, you're not moving the boat very far at all most of the time, yeah. Like lately here, it's been tougher because there's been quite a bit of water between schools, you know. But on our last trip, we had some daytime fish. We had I think 17 fish during the day, and that was all short stops, the opposite of how Matt caught his fish. You know, we would drive the boat, stop, fish a boil like crazy, get a couple bites, get moving again, find another school, get a couple more bites.
Is that bait fishing during the day?
That was a little bit of everything. Yeah, so. Guys were sliding lures, you know, snipers, and then smaller size knife jigs, and then the guys fly line and 30 pound, they got their bites too that way.
All right. That's cool. Cool. Hey, Shannon from Alta Loma has a, she's taking her, boys on the San Diego on Father's Day, on June 18th. And she wants a little advice about what size assist hook should they put on their lures.
It really depends on the jig and brand of hooks. But for daytime fishing, usually in like the 5-aught to 9-aught, depending on brand, and lure.
And what size lure?
Yeah, exactly. The bigger the lure, the bigger the hooks. And every brand, there's no, like, standard size. It's crazy. You get a 5-aught in one company, and it looks like a 9-aught in the other. And kind of just depends on brand.
During the day, how many grams do you think?
And it depends on how fast we're drifting, anywhere from 150 to 300.
Okay.
There, again, I think, is, like, such the value in Captain's Concept. So, conceivably, could Shannon have bought those lures, send a message to you guys and say, hey, I'm coming on the 18th. These are the jigs that I bought. What size hook should I put on them?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what we do.
And that's it. I mean, there's your $25. You're going to spend more money buying the wrong assist hooks than you are for the membership to Captain's Concepts. I mean, a pack of, you know, high end assist hooks is $20-$25 these days. Like, and so, you know, making that purchase incorrectly one time pays for your subscription to getting everything right from there on out.
And there's a couple of videos on how I make them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can also teach you how to make this. It's super simple to make them if you have the right stuff. Super easy. Know where to buy the hooks and where to buy the cord. You can make them. Yesterday we were traveling in, I made probably 30 of them in a short period of time.
Yeah, nice. Super simple, and you can adjust the length of them and customize them to the jig or how you like to fish them.
Okay. And Shannon, like Ricky says, $25 investment for the next month on Captain's Concept. You can show those videos to your boys.
Totally. Get everybody hyped up.
Get them hyped up. Get them to learn what's going on the boat, and you'll be ready.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I dig it. All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones this time. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Charles. He's calling us from Doheny Beach. What's up, Charles? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and good morning, everybody out there on their little boats looking around trying to find the right patty. I'm an old school guy, and I enjoy listening to some of your guests that are, you know, the generic like me. I'm 72. I don't fish anymore. You're talking about all the new bluefin finds or ways and techniques of catching the bluefin. I did a lot of tuna fishing, you know, up and down California, Cozumel, and other places. But, you know, we always used the 30 TWs, 50 TWs, et cetera. And, you know, we had rod belts and we had shoulder harnesses. Now, I don't know. You guys are talking about all the new equipment. Sounds great. Much lighter, easier to use. Nobody's talking about rod belts, and you're talking about, you know, your guy was saying about very short stops, pulling in the fish really quick. Is that 5 minutes, 10 minutes? And so my question is rod belts no longer used? Shoulder harnesses no longer used?
And that kind of thing these days. Like,
very, very true.
And, I mean, you guys do a lot of big fishing, and he's right. You know, I mean, in the day, like, you would never think about not having the rod belt and a big harness when it's gear that big. Like, how has that changed, and how often do you guys see gear, you know, like rod belts and harness and that kind of stuff on the boat, and how necessary do you find it or not?
Pretty much any time I see somebody with a rod belt, we kindly ask them to take it off, honestly, just because it's, you know, we just fish differently now. The rods are set up differently.
Right.
We use the rail a lot more, and the rod belt fishing on a sport boat with a bunch of people around you, it just makes it more difficult for us to get you out of tangles for you to move around the boat. So we just definitely have kind of gone away with that, definitely on the Pacific Queen. You know, we see it less and less, and when we do see it on the boat, we kind of help people to try and show them how we do things nowadays. And kind of once they get the hang of that, they're like, oh, man, this is way better.
Easier.
Yeah, this is way easier.
And then what about our day trip on the San Diego, Matt?
Yeah, we get people wearing those belts and stuff, but same thing. The rail is your friend. Use the equipment correctly. You don't need to be strapped to your rod and get caught up. And we're moving around too much for you to be tied to your fishing pole.
Yeah.
We pass the rods around people. We pass them all over the place, so we need to be mobile.
Now, on a limited load, if you're on your own boat or if you're on a six-pack boat, you can do your rod belt, harness and stuff.
There might be a time and place for it, but on a sport boat out of San Diego with, 20 to 30 people, I don't think that's the place for it.
You're so much more mobile, and I mean, the beauty of it is when you go on either of your two boats, like, you guys have such experienced crew that as soon as you hook a big fish, there's somebody there assisting you with how to do that. And you might be like Charles that hasn't done it a bunch, but when there's a Gavin or a Brawler standing next to you, hey, put the front of the rod here, put your other hand here, put this under your arm, whatever it might be, like, they're going to coach you through how to do that, and it will be way more comfortable than it would have been trying to keep the rod in your waist and the rod tip up super high. And you guys will walk a guy through how to catch their big one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing we do on Captain's Concepts too, is talk about how to fight fish and how to fight fish on certain tackle. You fight fish differently on your 20-pound outfit as you would on your heavy rail rod or your jigging rod, So that's other stuff also that we talk about on Captain's Concepts is fighting fish also.
Fighting fish. Yeah. So on Captain's Concepts, you want to look up a video that says fighting fish. Do you have a search that you can search for that video?
Yes, you can search on there.
Perfect. Okay. So, you want to learn how to fight a fish on a sport boat, you just go search fighting fish and you'll find several videos on there.
Yeah, a lot of more oftentimes what happens on there is they will get a message from somebody like, hey, can you talk about this? And we've made a previous video about it before, so we say, hey, search this video, and then they could look that up and go back into one of our older videos that maybe they didn't catch or something. They could watch it there.
And don't forget, part of the subscription, too, is that you get unlimited access to you guys, right? To ask questions and say, what should I do with this?
Yeah, we get a lot of people who go, we're going on this trip, this date, and what do I need to bring? Do I need to adjust this or that? And we set them straight.
Yeah, maybe I don't have the advantage of getting to go with Brawler because he's booked out for 2 months in advance or however that San Diego, how crazy it gets. But I can say, hey, look, I'm going on a trip on these dates. What do I need to get ready for? Right. I got a 5-day trip coming up on the Shogun. What type of thing or whatever it might be. I think, like you said, access to having the info to these two guys is the most invaluable part of the subscription.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. As of now, it's the only thing like it. It's the only way to talk to these sport boat captains.
Totally.
The guys that are actually on the water every day.
That are doing it
every day. There's nothing else like it right now.
And like you said, too, you're not doing it to advertise somebody else's product. Like, your subscribers are where everything comes from, so you have no reason to give them anything other than the best of info. Like, them catching more fish is the best thing you can hope for.
Win-win.
Totally. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report, finding out what's biting up there. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Hey, it's time to talk about Shimano, and we're talking about catching tuna, and man, there's nothing better than Talica.
I gotta agree with you there, man. I think that's the best small two-speed that's ever been made. Lightweight, great free spool, tons of power, and they got one covering every scenario, from the little 8 fly line and a small bait to the Tac 50 for your flyer rig. There's nothing like fishing the Talica.
Yeah, Talica 25, Talica 20 for doing that nighttime fishing. Is there anything better than that?
I don't know.
It is. Yeah, it's the stuff, and you match that with a great Shimano rail rod. It is a killer.
That's one thing, too, that maybe some people have missed on, is Therese went through a complete redo of their rail rod. They make a very nice heavy-duty rail rod that's incredibly affordable. In the world of you know, rods costing $600 and $700, $800. The Therese rail rod is around $400. Super high end components, really nice fit and finish. It's a rod that might sneak under some people's radar, but a really, really good big fish rod that doesn't totally break the bank.
Yeah, it was designed right for that specific purpose. It's a rail rod. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great fishing going on. And as promised, it's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up there. Hey, want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild for Gamakatsu. They also offer the finest split and solid rings from the Superline series that are made by Gamakatsu. And if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of styles and sizes. Now Gamakatsu also has the finest fillet knives and everyday carry knives. See them at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
Those Gamakatsu fillet knives are amazing. They're super sharp. They hold the edge. They're high carbon steel, but they have a coating that doesn't allow them to rust. They're next level.
Yeah, they went to Kershaw blade manufacturer and just said, hey, what does it take to make the perfect fillet knife? So it's a very, very long time great manufacturer name that got together with obviously high end component people in Gamakatsu and produced a killer fillet knife. Yeah. They did a really nice job.
Great fillet knife and great everyday carry knives too.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, yes. Worth checking out. Hey, let's head up to Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Willie?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning, Matt, Gavin. What's happening?
Good morning.
Hey, a good week for us up here. It was similar to what we had to work with, like, condition-wise last week. You know, another big swell pushing onto the beach, some lackluster conditions in some areas. It was kind of one of those weeks where you just had to kind of look around and pick the couple best conditions that you wanted to work with because you didn't have them all to kind of go the same direction. You know what I mean? So we just had to kind of make do with what we have. But the bass fishing on the half day for those fishermen, you know, more signs of improvement with some action for the guys on the fly line baits and the artificials. You know, again, a day or two of some dirty water, kind of murked up, lots of kelp, eelgrass and stuff in the zones as a result of that swell. But it cleaned up quick, and by the weekend, you know, we got a little bit of anchovy in our bait, and that live bait helped with the action for those guys on those local half-day trips. So to be continued on that half-day scene. We're still waiting on a little bit of improvement, water temps to perk up a little bit, but that's kind of what we had to work with on that half-day stuff. Three-quarter day for us, you know, we're still kind of really leaning on that cod as it's been, you know, good both along the coast here, off Camp Pendleton, and out there on the 14 as well. You know, some good quality still in that deep water on the 14. Pretty good on catching what you need out there, you know. Guys going home with plenty of fish when we're out there in that deeper water. We're just telling you, load up your tackle bag and bring plenty of sinkers. We're fishing, you know, up to 100 fathom, sometimes a little bit deeper. So, you know, pound of weight has not been out of the question. Certainly some guys fishing heavier stuff with some of the electric reels and whatnot. So just come prepared. We have it all available in the tackle shop. Just make sure you have it with you when you come out on the boat. And then I just talked to Marcus this morning on the Fury. He got in from a day and a half. He got out there and explored a new zone. They were out there on the Cortez. they kind of stretched it out there on that trip. And Marcus was very impressed with what he saw out there. Good signs of yellowtail. He said breezers of yellowtail, good breezers of bonito out there as well. He said they even saw a little bit of bluefin out there too, but that was the yellowtail was kind of a standout for his trip. They had a 20 fish, I think is what he said, 20 to 25 pound grade of fish there, but they were fishing in the shallows, like 11 to 15 fathoms. So you can imagine Cortez Bank yellowtail shallow water. So you know the loss
ratio of landed
fish was certainly, you know. So heavy yo-yo setups were, you know, the stuff that was working for those guys out there. So, you know, that 90 feet of water type of stuff on that fish, you know, you got to get on it quick or, you know, you're going to get busted out there on the bottom. But so it was really impressive what he saw out there. So, and along with that, they had some rockfish, plenty of whitefish, you know, that Cortez grade of whitefish, that giant stuff. And, you know, it's just a good grade. And the kicker is, you know, that stuff over at Kalani isn't going anywhere, but it sounded like there was a good day over there as well. So they were on the bank, and the stuff kind of bit a little bit yesterday at Kalani. So when he's back out there on his overnight trips this week, you know, things are setting up really good for him over there on that scene too. So that's kind of it for us. We're just looking forward to another good week here. We're just like a couple small little changes, like in our weather with a little bit of sunshine from things really getting good. So fingers crossed that we see a little bit of stuff improve yet again. And we'll take it from there. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danwharf.com. And that code's still SPRING25. If you guys enter that when you book online, that'll knock 25% off your ticket to come out on a half-day or three-quarter-day trip with us.
That's awesome. Well, certainly some great fishing this week, Willie. I have a question for you. We were talking about earlier, and I know that you guys have had some good fishing on those we call them Florida rockfish, and this might be a Steve
right.
question, but do you know what the actual name or type of rockfish is? I mean, is a Florida just that's just what I've always known them to be called? But do you know what those things actually are?
Yeah, they're bank rockfish. That's what they're called, bank rockfish.
But
that's their official name.
But different from a certainly different from a bank perch, you know, with all the spots on them.
Right.
A bank rockfish.
Right.
And
right.
can you keep
bank
them?
Rockfish? You can keep them. You can keep 10 of them, and they're
right.
tasty.
Right, yeah, good call, Willie. Well, certainly some great fishing. Appreciate that. Great info, as always, buddy, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for that.
Thanks,
have a good
Willie.
One. Talk to you next. See ya.
Appreciate that. All right, from Dana War Sport Fishing, let's hit the beach. We got our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with our surf report. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
Doing great. Good morning.
Hey, the good love is spreading around now.
Yeah, it is.
We, you know, we had that perch bite up north and then the halibut thing kind of down south. And now what's happening, you still have pretty chilly water, you know, 58 degrees up north. So still solid perch bite, a mix of halibut, some white sea bass starting to show. And then to the south, there was some water temps up to 64 degrees. So some of the bays and lagoons have kind of warmed up so that halibut bite cooled off. But a lot of other species, croakers, some orange mouth information, so things starting to get jamming. Hook, Line, Sinker reported more good perch fishing with lots of 10 to 13 inch fish, with kickers up to 15 inch, real quality fish. All manner of bait is working, you know, gulp, grubs, you know, mussel, all deal. Best quality fish have been out west, Hollister Ranch, Surf Beach, Halama's back open. They had some damage from the rain, and they're back open again. And that's all big perch country, and that's where they're biting. Big fish in Seal Beach, and this is a new development, reported an excellent halibut bite. You know, we've had a series of grunion runs, and, you know, every spring we see that fish pop up there on Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, Belmont Shores. The cherry berry flash minnow has been red hot. Some guys using the zoom flutes, either drop shot or on a dart head. But they had several fish, like six or seven fish in a 30-inch class, topped by a 38-inch fish, and that was taken on a cherry berry flash minnow off Belmont Shore. So real good halibut bite developing there. Bark perch bite on Sunset Beach has been good, little smaller models there. Hogan's reported a couple of corbina, the first corbina in the catch, some 62-degree water there. Smaller fish taken outside the surf line. The guys have been fishing for croakers, some yellowfin croaker, a handful of spot fins starting to show. The better quality barred perch have been at Salt Creek there. And then Pacific Coast reported some stretches, like I said, 64-degree water, improved beach fishing. Several smaller corbina were reported taken in the surf line. Schools of yellowfin croaker are breezing outside. The long rodders are getting them on muscle. And then they had a couple spot fin, and that's the first spot fin in the catches here to 5 pounds. So with the warmer water, you're seeing things change. And then the lagoons, like I said, the halibut slowed a little bit with the warm water. There was some 70-degree water in the lagoons, but the orange mouth showed up, and a gentleman checked in a 27-inch fish taken on a live smelt, and they're starting to show under the lights at night and stuff, so that's starting to go. And then the spotted bay bass fishing just continues red hot. One of the kids at Pacific Coast fished Mission Bay in his boat and had 50 bass.
Nice.
That's a darn good day.
Bay fishing.
Fishing shallow. He said 6 to 8 feet of water on the eelgrass beds using plastic.
There you go. All right, Gundy Gunnison, always full of great information. The Surf Guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yep, I'd like to thank all them little tackle shops. Keep me posted, man.
There you go, yeah.
You guys have a good week.
Too.
Everybody, as always, hey, well, it's time with a report like that. You can hear it. Summer's here, and the sand crabs are everywhere at the beach. And now there's a compact, lightweight tool to scoop them up. It's called the Crab and Go. Only weighs 6 ounces and is made from resistant stainless steel. Have free sand crabs at the beach every time you go surf fishing. You'll find the Crab and Go at Surf Fishing Tackle Shop or online at surffishtackle.com. Phones are absolutely packed up, and I know the texts are rolling through as well, Pete.
Go ahead. Let's jump into it.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jim? He's calling us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim.
First time caller, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you think?
No, Jim might have made it on the air.
Oh, you think so once or twice, yeah.
What's up, Big Jim?
Yeah, first time caller, guys. Hey, well, you got Matt there, and any information. Now, Gavin, I know by reputation, and, of course, I hear him and his boater right at the top of the list. But, Matt, I've fished many times on the San Diego. And any information you can get from that guy, jump on it, because he is out on that water 6-7 days a week. So knowledgeable. It's unbelievable. But Pete, what I wanted to mention, maybe you could elaborate a little bit about the Pokey cook-off at the Valley High. Maybe you want to mention, maybe you don't. I don't know. But I know Rick went last year and,
Are you going, Jim?
Jeff from Sushi on a Roll is going to be defending his title. So maybe you want to elaborate.
Yeah. When is that, Jim? Do you know? I haven't heard. I do know.
It's going to be Tuesday at the Valley High. This coming Tuesday, that's correct.
All right. Well, good luck, Jeff. We hope you get him again. Thanks. When's the next time you're going on the San Diego, Jim?
My son, we're going Thursday. I don't know. Hopefully Matt is not off. But I'm going Thursday, me and my son. You know, Anthony, he's right around 50. He's got to work quite a bit. So anytime I get a chance to take him with me, we always have a real good time.
Yeah,
and
Uncle Jim.
Man,
he'll be there. Hey, Jim, awesome. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got another hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more with the boys from Captain's Concepts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect center for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.